about that. Yeah. Life actually sucks sometimes.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to deal with it. And in your case, especially, Chase, you need to man up.
There is a difference, man. There is a difference between men and women. There's just a difference. And there's this...
bigot.
I thought you were going to say, you bitch.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
No one has common sense anymore.
Very excited that this week's Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast is brought to you by AMAC.
AMAC!
We just wrote their new jingle, and yeah, it sounds like that.
It sounds exactly like that.
AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, and it is the conservative alternative to AARP.
Yeah, so it's better.
It's way better.
Uh-huh.
And if you want information about it, which you should check them out at amac.us/chicks.
That's where you should go. Seriously, we're mature.
Right.
So we're obviously going to go there.
We're going to go there. And you should too.
Uh-huh, you should.
Really, really excited about this week's topic because it is so insane.
And it's not COVID.
Right.
That's why I'm excited about it. It's not damn COVID, y'all. Okay?
Yeah, it's not about lockdowns. It's not about masks. It's not about any of that.
It's not about washing my hands. Mm. It's not about any of that garbage.
Nope. It's about something way more exciting.
Yeah.
It's about dead naming dead trans people.
Yeah. See, you don't know what that is. You don't know what dead naming is, but we're going to tell you what it is, okay?
And if you do know, I'm sorry
that.
Why do you know that? You shouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Just unknow it, and we're going to tell you again.
Just unknow it, because if you're going to know it, you need to know it the way that we talk about
the
it.
The way that we tell you. Exactly.
So the reason this came up is because there is a trans woman who recently died who was of some influence and significance in the trans community. Mm-hmm. Her name was Amy Stevens.
So her real name wasn't Amy.
No. And I don't know what her former name was because you can't know that.
Don't ask that question. Okay. But her name was Amy Stevens. She was born a dude.
Correct. She was born a dude.
Why would she pick the name Amy? I'm just saying, my name is Amy. It's not that special.
Well, she spells it way fancier than
really? How does she spell
hers?
It?
Hers is A-I-M-E-E.
God, I always hate it when people do that. You know, I mean, if you're going to go with Amy, just spell it Amy, you know?
It's kind of like how we always make fun of Dana Bash.
That's the thing. Like, your name is Dana.
Like that.
Your name is Dana. Just get over yourself.
It.
But why Amy? I mean, it's like you could have picked like Angelique.
That's true. When you have, the
like,
world is at your fingertips.
For a girl name.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick Amy? I don't know. It's just neither here nor there. But I just think that's lame. I feel like she could have done better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, for whatever reason, she chose the name Amy Stevens.
That's fine. I'm not judging. I kind of am.
She passed away at the way too young age of 59.
Yeah, that is young.
From kidney disease. And the reason that she was of some significance, apparently, and I am not in the trans community, I am very much unaware of who their significant people are.
You're not in it?
So the reason that she's important, because there's a Supreme Court case being heard right now about her and like a lawsuit that she filed against a former employer, which is like a funeral home. She worked for a funeral home, and then she made the transition while she was employed, and then the funeral home was like, we can't have you all of a sudden being a woman. That's going to freak people out.
Yeah.
And the last thing that people need when they've just lost a loved one is to be freaked out by your
womanness
being. So for a lack of a better word. So
that really was a lack. I gotta tell you, that was a lack, Mock.
So she sued, and now that case is being heard by the Supreme Court. So it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's who passed away. Now her lawyer is also a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
And that lawyer was born female, I presume. I'm making that assumption.
I don't think that we need to presume that. I mean, I'm pretty certain that that person was born a female and then became a male.
Right.
Picked kind of a cool name.
Yeah, Chase.
Picked a cool name.
Chase
is a cool name. I like that name.
Now,
Chase.
I don't know, and here we're going to get into the whole dead naming thing, but Chase's full name now is Chase Strangio. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a chosen name
name. Probably already his last name.
I don't know.
It's hard to change last names.
Is it?
Yeah.
But like while you're changing a name, is it hard? It feels like it would just be a really, that'd be like one-stop shopping.
feel like a last name is a little bit harder, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think first
I've never
name
tried
is
to
a little bit.
Well, I mean, I have when I got married, but
yeah,
like,
but that's different.
That
that's different, though.
Is it?
I think because you're taking on somebody else's name. I
but
don't know.
I mean, process wise, I feel like it's probably.
I guess. Anyways, he
paperwork.
All right, then he picked Strangio. That's then that
right.
That probably was a little bit weird.
Now,
Chase Strangio is his name. Nevertheless, that's what he went with.
That's what he went with.
And he's an ACLU lawyer, isn't he?
He is. He is also a trans activist, mm-hmm. and was Amy Stevens, again, who just passed away. He was her lawyer in this whole case. He also, by the way, represented Bradley, who became Chelsea Manning.
Oh.
So he's also a trans activist of much prominence, if you will.
Okay.
So
this already, we're setting the stage.
We're setting the stage. setting the table, you will.
Setting the non-binary table.
So here's where things get weird. So Amy Stevens...
Like they weren't weird already?
Right.
Okay.
Amy Stevens passes away, unfortunately. And so Chase, her lawyer, wrote a piece, an opinion piece, about her death and was very upset because Amy Stevens was a prominent figure in the trans community. Her death was news to major publications like the AP, the New York Times, and so on.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't just like a regular trans person.
She's like a super duper awesome, important like trans person.
She was of significance.
Yeah. Okay.
So what happened is the New York Times and the AP wrote, and they had planned to write, and they actually contacted Chase for information about Amy that they could include in their obituary. So they released official obituaries because that's what you do with people of prominence.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to have obituaries.
No.
Because we're just like regular.
I mean, my
schmoes.
Kids are going to throw me in a shoebox.
I mean, we'll have
in
them.
The backyard. And they're going to be like, dogs, just don't eat it.
Like,
keep
we'll
it away from
them.
The dogs, you guys.
You'll have them in like what? In like the Franklin, whatever your newspaper is?
Yeah, I mean, like I'll be in Texas by then. And
yeah.
The, you know,
so like whatever your local paper
like
is.
Like I said, they're going to throw it out back in the ranch and just hope that some animal doesn't
and
get
like,
hold of it.
And maybe on our website, like one of our interns will care and they'll be like,
seriously?
We should probably write something about the co-founders of this website.
Yeah, who were they?
But I can assure
you. Who were those broads? God, they're old.
Right.
Jesus.
I can assure you that the New York Times, the AP, will not be covering our deaths.
Mm-mm.
However, Amy Stevens was a big deal, so they covered it. And what they asked and initially included in the obituary for Amy Stevens was information about Amy's previous name. Because, of course, Amy lived 52 of her 59 years.
God.
As a man.
That's kind of a big chunk of your life.
Yeah.
I'm not a mathematician, but I feel like that's the majority. Like if you're going to look at 52 versus 7, I just did math. I may need an Advil. That's the majority of your life.
And you're known by a whole different
group of people
and name for a long, long time.
Yeah. And there's a whole group of people that knew you during that 52 years that knew you and loved you and associated with you and probably worked with you and that your family members, things like, I mean, think about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about the parents,
yeah,
right?
If parents,
the parents are still around.
Uncles, sisters, brothers that she may have had, cousins, people that were his, her family.
Life that he led up to that point.
This is the thing.
So Chase says, Chase is horribly offended by the fact that Amy's former name and what the trans community calls it, dead name, because it's a name that's dead, right? It's dead to them. They don't want to be that name anymore.
Yeah.
They've become a new person and they only want to be known by that person. Chase says that when you use someone, a trans person's dead name, it is, quote, mean-spirited and useless, and it is similar to searching out a painful memory for someone and then using that painful memory to define that person to others.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I was shocked by this too.
This is crazy. Okay, so could we say that about like Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, this is exactly the point.
Like you look at Caitlyn Jenner, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner had an entire life before becoming Caitlyn Jenner. We all saw it, right? A lot of us. I mean, some of the-
I poured the Wheaties box with it.
Right?
I mean, he was on the freaking Wheaties box.
He was an Olympian.
Strong, manly.
Dude.
Rugged.
Total dude. And that dude had kids.
Six of them. Oh. Wait, maybe even seven. I think
he had a lot of kids.
Six,
a couple different wives.
Three
different wives he had kids, mm-hmm. right? So do those kids not exist? If this is if the dead naming is a thing and you're supposed to ignore the past.
Which is what Chase says you're supposed to do.
Which I gotta say, this is a sign of mental illness, right? People are gonna get mad at me for saying that, but you can't just pretend that stuff didn't happen. I feel like that there's like a...
It's a denial of reality.
Yes.
Is what it is.
So that's, yes. Like I had a marriage before my marriage now. I can't pretend that that marriage didn't happen.
I mean, you can, sometimes, but it still happens.
Sometimes I want to. Okay? But I can't because it happened. You know, things occurred in that marriage. Some were good, some were bad, but it happened. And so if people ask me, hey, Daisy, were you married? Yeah, I was married before my second marriage. You know, there was a whole lifetime before my marriage now. I can't deny that.
Right.
You know, there were years there being with another person. So I don't like it when people, you know, act like that whole time didn't exist. That time existed. And you have to acknowledge that time. And then you can move on. There's nothing wrong with moving on, but you can't say that that time didn't happen. 52 right. years of your life actually happened.
I mean, it's kind of a big chunk of your life.
Yeah.
Right? 52 years.
Exactly.
So here's Chase's argument. Here is what he says about why it's inappropriate to include dead name information in an obituary. He says, no one will understand Amy better by knowing the fact of her dead name. It's not relevant to who she was or how anyone will actually remember her. And including it in an obituary is a final act of disrespect so cruel that it undermines whatever respect was meant to come from memorializing a person in an obit.
I totally disagree with that.
I do too. And I don't care enough about Chase or Amy Stevens to have gone to seek out what their dead names are.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Who cares about it? Yeah, who cares?
But in an encapsulation of someone's entire life.
Yeah.
It seems like it was significant
that she
lived as a whole other person.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like that too. And I feel like it's disrespectful to the people that raised her. It's disrespectful to her family that helped create her, like sort of mold her into who she became, right? I mean, she obviously became who she became. But
yeah.
People along the way helped, you know, it's like a nurture thing, right? It's like people talk about nature and nurture. Along the way, you meet people, you associate with people. Those people help you become who you become. It doesn't just happen like willy-nilly, you know? I mean, you can't just discount all of those experiences and the time that you spend with people and the things that you do. Those years happened, and they happened with other people, having experiences, making mistakes, doing all the things. They happened. We all have that, right?
Absolutely.
We all have that. Mistakes, good things, bad things, all the things. All the
things. It's all a very rich tapestry.
It is. I can't believe it. I swear to God, you're going to start singing Time in a Bottle.
Let me give some more time and lend some more information about Chase's argument, because I want to be fair.
Okay, so we're going to be fair.
So here's, Chase went on in this piece to write,
mm-hmm.
The reality of trans lives is that we struggle against the interpersonal and systemic beliefs that we're only putting on our genders and that beneath them lies some truth of who we really are. And that notion fuels violence and discrimination against members of the trans community. Now here's where it gets really good. It also perpetuates the false notion that women who are trans are not real women, that men who are trans are not real men, and that no one could have a gender that is non-binary.
Okay. Well, I mean, all right, she's doing the Serenity Now thing.
Just got to take a deep breath.
Yeah, so.
Process that a little bit.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a false notion.
It's actually not false. Okay.
Well, but that's some
trans women are not real women.
That's what I'm saying. It's a false notion that they are real women. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a false notion.
And he's saying that trans women are real women, mm-hmm. and it's a false notion to think otherwise.
Yeah. And
if that were true, then why do we call them trans women?
Yeah, because they're not real women. They're just not
trans women.
Yeah.
Which is a whole separate thing.
It is a whole separate thing.
That's why there's that label.
And it's just interesting how in the past couple of years this has become such a prevalent thing. It's like, you know, we did a whole podcast on transgenders in sports. There is a difference, man. There is a difference between men and women. There's just a difference. And there's this
bigot.
I thought you were gonna say, you bitch. there's a difference. between the two. And it's okay to celebrate the difference. And it's okay to recognize. It's okay to just recognize the difference. And for some reason, we're just not allowed to do that anymore. It's like that woman we talked about on the show today that was talking about motherhood and fatherhood. Piers Morgan did a thing on his show like, "Good day, Britain." And he was talking to a woman about motherhood and fatherhood. And she was like, "Nope, there are no lines between motherhood and fatherhood. And there's no difference. And moms can be fathers and dads can be mothers, or women can be fathers."
She says it's about a skill set and not a gender thing.
It's genderless. And we were like, "Phooey." And he was like, "Phooey. You're an idiot," you know, because what he was trying to tell her is there is a delineation because moms are mothers. I'm sorry, women are mothers. And men are fathers. Why are we so
hell-bent on changing that, apparently?
Yeah, what is that? Why are we trying to do that? I don't know. Why are we trying to rationalize that so hard? It's okay for us to be different, you know? And then this, you know, the transgender thing, it's like they want so badly to, I guess, make those lines so fuzzy and for them to say, well, trans women are women. No.
But that very sentence is so ridiculous, mm-hmm. because at the same time as they're insisting that they're trans women and they use that label when they need it, right? When they want to be activists, they use the label like crazy, but then they want to deny the label and just say, "No, we're just as much women as any other woman."
And listen, if trans women were women, then you wouldn't have to have had, you don't have to deny the 52 years of your life.
And how do you, like with Amy Stevens, for example, Amy Stevens is someone of significance in the trans community because of her struggle of being a trans. How do you just not assume that there was another name if in fact that's why there's a New York Times obituary? Mm-hmm. They can't write her story without recognizing the fact that she didn't always used to be a woman.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise there's no point in having the obituary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely nuts.
Exactly.
And with Chase in particular, oh my God, I did some digging on Chase Strangio, and I could not believe how victimized this person wants to be.
Well, I think a lot of them want to be victimized. But part the problem is, Mach, is that we allow these people to put that label on them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's a community of we put, oh God, these poor people are so victimized.
Well, he's victimized to the point where he is afraid to get his mail. He's afraid to get his mail. Now, he tweeted about that. It's been taken down because he got a lot of backlash for it. But last year, this was last fall, he wrote a big tweet that said, "Here's the cost of being trans. I still get mail in my old name. Because of this, I'm afraid to check my mail."
Okay, so he's afraid to read his mail? He's afraid to read his name on mail?
He's afraid to see his dead name.
And this guy is
he's an ACLU lawyer.
And he also has kids.
One kid.
I'm sorry, he has a kid that he takes care of, and he's afraid.
Which, that's a whole other.
And he's afraid to read his mail.
He's afraid to see his dead name. He went on to say, because of that, because he's afraid to check his mail, I sometimes miss bills that I need to pay.
Oh, my God.
Because of that, those outstanding bills have gone to collection. And because of that, my credit gets worse. So this guy tweets us out as if we're supposed to feel
bad.
Mm-hmm. That he is so traumatized
and
by
triggered.
Having had another name.
He's triggered.
That he can't even see it.
And he can't pay his bills. So his credit is getting bad because he can't read. He can't read a name on a sheet of paper.
The response
to
that.
But listen, and people, and then I say the words. This is like there's something mentally wrong here, and people are like, "Daisy, you're terrible for saying that." There's something wrong. There's something he needs to see somebody about that. If you can't pay your bills because you can't read what's on a piece of paper, I feel like you need to see somebody about that.
That's not normal.
Isn't normal. It's you can't blame that on any sort. There's something happening in your brain. You need to talk to somebody about that.
I loved that this is the reason that post is no longer there is because people responded and said, "Yeah, you know, I have the same last name as my violent, abusive, alcoholic father.
Yeah.
I've never thought about using that to get out of paying my mortgage, but thanks for the tip."
Exactly.
Exactly. There was another great example. Imagine losing a baby and getting mail from all the companies that latch onto you once you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. "I did my best to cancel them, but I still get your baby is now 4 months old" emails.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yep.
Life actually suck sometimes.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to deal with it. And in your case, especially, Chase, you need to man up. Because this is insane.
Yeah.
That he's like so fragile, he can't even stand to see his dead name in like on a piece of paper. What in the world?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But the thing is, people will give him a pass.
Yeah,
right?
Because he's, you know, because
he's Chase,
and you have to be careful.
He's Chase, and you can't hurt his
feelings.
You can't hurt his feelings.
No. By the way, there's a whole lot of reasons that people change their names that could also be traumatic. Like, you know, you might change your name because you hated your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like the reasons that were just that people that you just said.
The violent
abusive dad. Because you do have a violent abusive dad or an abusive ex-husband or something like that, and you're trying to escape that.
And you know what happens in an obituary? Typically, your birth name is included.
Uh-huh.
Because an obituary chronicles your life from the moment you're born until the moment you die. Mm-hmm. It doesn't skip the parts that you...
That are icky.
That still happen.
Because the ickiness, in addition to the good stuff... make you who you are.
Exactly.
That's part of it. It's like Mock said, all eloquent like, it's a tapestry.
It's a rich tapestry.
I'm sorry. It's a rich,
it's a tapestry.
That was so, great. I hope that we title the podcast that.
It's all a rich tapestry.
It's just a rich tapestry, you guys.
Now, here's the clincher to this story. There was enough outrage by Chase and other trans activists about the whole New York Times article and the AP posting Amy Stevens' dead name that they ended up apologizing and removing it from their obituaries.
Unbelievable.
So, for example, the New York Times wrote, and I quote, an earlier version of this obituary included the name Ms. Stevens was given at birth, which she no longer used. That reference has been removed.
And I wonder how her family felt about that.
That's a good question.
How her family felt about, I guess they were like, well, I guess, you know.
I guess the first 52 years of her 59-year life didn't matter.
Don't matter. I guess we don't matter.
And then especially, now, not in this case, but in the case of when Caitlyn Jenner does pass away, she does have kids that she fathered.
Yeah.
She didn't mother them.
And that she still fathers as a woman, I guess.
No.
I know, right? I don't understand how that works, but she's still doing that, right? Because technically, she's still a father.
Yeah.
She's not their mother.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they probably get her Father's Day cards.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how
I don't
works.
Know how any of it works, but she's still technically their father. I don't care what anybody says. She's a freaking father. So she still is that. When she does pass away, is she going to just be like, no?
Are the obituaries only going to use the name Caitlyn?
Yeah.
Like even, are they going to say Caitlyn Jenner won a decathlon? No, because Caitlyn Jenner didn't.
Yeah, it was Bruce Jenner that did it.
I mean,
and it was Bruce Jenner that actually fathered those kids and was husband to those women. That's how it went down.
I mean, you can't ignore that.
You can't. You can't.
It's like them trying to do an obituary of Caitlyn Jenner and only referring to the life that she has had since her transition.
And this is where I say it's like ignoring reality. And that's where people have mental issues is when you start ignoring reality. And this is where I have a problem. You cannot ignore reality. And that is reality. It's not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. You do you. That's fine. You do you. But it's okay to recognize that reality actually occurred. I don't think that that's being mean. It's not. I'm sorry that triggers this person. But I feel
triggers this person.
Yeah.
Literally everything
you see
triggers
what I'm saying?
Her.
But I mean, this is the thing. It's okay to say this happened and then to move on.
Yeah. And it's a lie, and it's super disingenuous. For example, I mean, if we're going to stick with this Caitlyn example, in Caitlyn Jenner's obituary, at some point when she passes away, if they only use the name Caitlyn, imagine how that goes down in history, right? Somebody's going to read that and be like, wait, what? Caitlyn Jenner won a men's decathlon? How did she have kids with women? Like, there's going to be so many unnecessary questions, which could all be eliminated if you just recognize, hey, this happened, and we're all dealing with the fact that she's Caitlyn, she's living her life,
You're right. You're right, because there's going to be a lot of people like my kids' age, right? You're my kids' kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids are going to be like, who the hell's that?
How'd
that
dumb.
Happen? Yeah, exactly.
It's so dumb for real that
it
we're
is.
Trying to deny reality, and I don't understand why we're doing it.
Stop it, because that's what makes you crazy. Just, you know, everybody like live in reality.
Oh my gosh.
It's all good.
Let's talk about nice people
instead of
crazy people like Chase Strangio.
Mm-hmm, let's do that.
We got some really lovely reviews once again
I love...
on the iTunes podcast platform.
Yeah.
for the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast, which you should subscribe to immediately if you haven't already. There's one message from Lynn Grates, who says, been a huge fan of COTR for a while and just recently was able to pick up your radio show, which is great. You can catch that on WIBC.com.
Awesome.
I'm always laughing hysterically and even have my husband listening and telling everyone that they have to tune in. What I love the most is that you guys are very intelligent, but never try to belittle your audience. You're beautiful and delightful. Please send me a bag of your dicks.
You guys, we keep getting gummy dicks from people in the mail. Everybody keeps sending us gummy dicks. Which,
we've been saying, eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah,
in our Facebook lives.
I mean, keep sending them because we really, especially Mock. She's all about the gummy dicks.
I love mm-hmm. love eating the gummy.
And we
dicks.
Got some gummy cookie. I'm sorry, not gummy cookies, but cookie dicks too.
Yeah, we got cookie dicks, and then we got gummy boobs.
Uh huh. We did.
Because Rob wouldn't
it's
eat
all good.
The dicks.
Anything with sugar in it, we're gonna eat.
We also have a message from Cindy 9X9X who says, "You make me laugh even on the tough topics. Way to represent the conservative view. Love your podcast, Facebook Live, and your radio show." And then this one, my absolute favorite, from Alyssa Dawn, who says, "My mom got me hooked on this podcast, and we both love to listen. My mom has your book, and I often walk in on her watching your Facebook Lives. So glad we've bonded over this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
And we're able to listen to like-minded chicks. I can't thank you women enough for all you do for the conservative ladies out there."
That is so sweet. I love that a mother and a daughter are bonding. I love
right?
that. With us.
I mean, with each other.
And with the bags of
and
dicks.
And with us.
On all the bags of
and
dicks.
And with the bags of D's.
I know, right?
It's just a fantastic
You guys,
thing.
We love you. Thank you for those sweet, sweet messages.
Keep them coming, please.
Okay, all the places that people can find us, chicksontheright.com is the very first place, because that's where you can find all the things. That's our website, and it has like all the places where you can find our podcast here, and you got to subscribe to this podcast. And then you can find us on Instagram and on Twitter at chicksontheright. We've got a Facebook group that you can get on. You got to like answer a couple questions, which is pretty easy. But then also Facebook, which is, you know, the 13th circle of hell along with Twitter. Chicks on the
circles.
Right. And then what am I forgetting? Our radio show.
And our radio show.
You already mentioned that. And I think that's it. I think we got everything covered, didn't we? Fantastic. You guys, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.